This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Sharit Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. It is 7:06 in the morning and the start of the business end of The Morning Run. Now, US stocks closed higher on Friday following a weaker than expected jobs report, which may support the case for the Federal Reserve to ease interest rates in the near future. Now, this is amid fears that the US economy is decelerating if trade tensions between the US and their counterpart China continues to persist. So the Dow Jones rose 1%. The S&P 500 also gained 1%, and the Nasdaq was also up 1.7%.
Now moving on to the Asian market. Asian shares traded mostly higher Friday. There's a bit of optimism about the possible trade deal between the US and Mexico before tariff takes effect. And the latest news, President Trump has called off the tariff after Mexico agreed to take tougher measures to crack down on migration. So Nikkei was up by 0.5%, Hang Seng up by 0.3%, Kospi up by 0.2%, and KLCI closed 0.32% higher after the two-day Hari Raya Idul Fitri break.
Taking a look at headlines overnight and from the weekend, the US economy added only 75,000 new jobs in May, while the unemployment rate held steady at 3.6%, the Labour Department reported. But this was far below the 185,000 estimate initially, and the estimated job gains for both March and April were cut by a total of 75,000, and the three-month moving average of monthly job gains has fallen from 245,000 in January to just 151,000 on Friday. The job reports follows the small increase in private sector employment in 9 years, according to the payment processor ADP on Wednesday.
And you mentioned, Sharit, that President Donald Trump has said the US has indefinitely suspended tariffs against Mexico. This is after they reached a deal, because the president said Mexico, in return, has agreed to take strong measures to stop illegal migration from coming through the US southern border. So in a joint declaration issued by the two countries, Mexico agreed to take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration, which includes the deployment of Mexico's National Guard throughout the country, with priority given to its southern border in order to slow migration from Central America. Now, over the weekend as well, the G20 meeting was underway, and the forum leaders have agreed to describe trade and geopolitical tensions as intensified and pledged to take further action to address these economic risks. Now, to shed some light on global markets for us, we have on the line Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global in Sydney. Thank you for joining us, Kingsley. So the opposing signals from stocks and bonds are getting even more extreme. Why are equity markets and bond markets having divergent views on whether there's going to be a slowdown?
Well, really, that is the key question. I mean, given the extreme moves in global bond markets, we can't have both the bond and stock markets being right about this at this time. I think, basically, stock investors are looking at the current slowdown in a glass-half-full fashion. There's obviously some enthusiasm about the US Federal Reserve being forced to lower rates, whereas bond investors are taking the opposite view, glass-half-empty, that the lows likely coming Fed cuts are really the result of earlier policy missteps and perhaps too tight monetary policy now leading to a major slowdown. So the jury's out. We just have to wait and see. But certainly the present rally is a good time to lighten exposures to cyclically sensitive areas of the economy within.
So, Kingsley, if you had to take a bet, who is right, the equity or the bond traders?
I think perhaps the bond market's right here. I mean, in terms of our view, we're certainly doing that. We're lightening exposures and getting a bit more defensive in stocks, choosing names that have annuity-like income in areas like technology, healthcare, utilities, and increasingly telecommunications. So, you know, in the US, it's stocks like Microsoft and United Health and American Waterworks. In Australia, it's companies like CSL, the healthcare company, Telstra and AGL Energy. I think it's a time to, if not sell out of markets, then certainly reposition to be more defensive.
And Kingsley, President Trump, now he suspended plans to impose tariff on Mexico, saying that because the country has agreed to take strong measures. How could this play out in the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and China?
Well, look, we're obviously glad about the present reprieve with the Mexican tariffs, because that could have been extremely damaging to the U.S. auto industry. In respect to China, though, it's probably too early to tell how long this will stick in terms of a moderation of the rhetoric and the action. And, you know, the White House may simply take a view that the threat worked in the case of Mexico, and then we could see more such action, which obviously is going to undermine confidence in business, and perhaps that is why we're seeing weak job numbers in the U.S.
And speaking of job numbers, U.S. job data was quite disappointing. Only 75,000 jobs created. That's less than half of the expected, the market expectation of 185,000. Maybe you could tell us a bit more about your take on this.
Yeah, look, it does seem to us that the actions we've been observing in the bond market probably reflect the view amongst those investors that, yeah, the data has been overstated in respect of employment, and we did see some downward revisions to earlier numbers. I think from a stock investor's point of view, that would be a rational response of the employment market to the uncertainty created by the trade tariffs. I think so much uncertainty just leads business, particularly in the US, to defer investment and expansion decisions. And so this may be a short-term hiccup, or it could be a prelude to a deeper and wider slowdown in the US economy. But certainly we need to pay attention to it.
But yet, equity markets in US rallied on Friday. Why was it this unusual divergence?
I think possibly because it's what I referred to earlier. I mean, stock investors are perhaps the more enthusiastic bunch than bond investors. And they're probably taking the view that, well, this just means that the US Fed will have to lower rates. Now, I think that's probably a fairly short-term positioning, but certainly it's going to produce a strong rally over the next couple of weeks, and that's a good time to reposition, we think.
And Kingsley, shares of Uber fell more than 1% in the extended session Friday after Chief Executive Dara Khosrowshahi said that the company's COO and CMO are leaving. How has this, along with its disappointing market debut, affected investors' long-term view on the company or even tech companies in general?
Well, I think what we're observing here with Uber is generally a feature of some of the unlisted companies as well. So I'm referring to the unicorns. And we all know the story. I mean, as long as you can build a business that potentially can reach millions, if not billions, of people, the promise is that once you've established that footprint, it's a winner-takes-all market, and therefore you'll have a very profitable franchise. Where we think this is going wrong is clear with Uber. Their economics for the business are really not proven. And with a company like Uber, the economics not only includes the company itself, but the experience of those who are delivering services for the company. So I'm referring to the drivers here. And you would have seen a couple of weeks ago there was a bit of a labor dispute in the US, or a strike, if you will, with Uber drivers complaining about their terms of business. But I think that that's probably driving it. We're not very bullish on the company. We think that it really needs to prove up its business model and reduce cash burn.
Thank you so much, Kingsley. And that was Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global in Sydney, weighing in on Uber as well as the US jobs data and latest news out of President Donald Trump. Now, we'll be back with more stories for you in a little while, so be sure to keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.